More music and more fun with Nikki and Zamello in the morning.
97.3 Coast FM.
Happy Monday.
Hey, bring it on. Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do the Monday dance.
It's a very unenthusiastic dance.
Yeah.
It's kind of the shuffle in the corner, isn't it?
I tell you what, the Fireys would be pretty exhausted.
Yeah. On you guys.
Yeah. The Yanchep Two Rock situation is the one. There was a fire emergency in Collie yesterday.
Yeah, right.
So, but yeah, the one that's still current is the continuation of Yanchep Two Rocks. It's now sort of City of Wanneroo, Shire of Gingin, for the better part. Mm-hmm. And if you want to stay up to date, the DFES website is emergency.wa.gov.au. We'll keep you posted. But hopefully they can get on top of that one.
Yeah,
I know they're bringing
crossed.
In like the planes and stuff from over east. And, like,
yeah.
And given how things are over east.
I know, that's an odd thing to.
It's amazing that they're sharing these resources. But yeah, look, everyone's working hard on that. Mandurah's been named the fourth most generous town in Australia.
Oh, fourth most.
According to GoFundMe. GoFundMe have released the stats of their year in giving reports for 2019. Mandurah was fourth behind Wagga Wagga, Mackay and Launceston. They were the ones that knocked us out.
Right.
It's kind of interesting. I didn't notice any, I mean, I didn't see the full list, but I didn't notice any big cities sort of popping up.
That's what I'm just thinking. I'm like, well, you think the highest rollers would be, you know.
You'd think.
In but Perth, that, like in the major city, but they're obviously not the generous ones, are they?
No. And it makes you wonder, because they talk about how generous we are when it comes to things like telethon per capita and stuff. And it's like, does that mean Mandurah is kind of leading the generosity
on that? Well, this is GoFundMe, though,
isn't
it?
I know, it's not the same.
So I guess it's generous. This is GoFundMe is probably the lower.
It's different kind of things,
economic,
isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, you know, you give $10 to this, $10 to that. Whereas, I guess the high rolls are dropping $10,000 on.
Well, yeah, maybe that. Well, and even
10
more.
$10,000 like to the cancer research.
The government's
boom.
Dropping a mill and stuff into telethon stuff. So it is different ends of the scale, isn't it? But it makes you wonder.
That is good though. We're generous in terms of the GoFundMe pages. I guess it's private.
It also gives you an idea
charities.
if you want to do stuff that you know, and you're trying to target. You know, if you want to get people behind your cause, then it's interesting to note that GoFundMe is the way if you want to sort of get.
Well, local charities.
Yeah,
it's a good
charities.
Idea.
Exactly
if you want to fundraise, GoFundMe might be the way.
And the other big news is it looks like the WAC is going to be around a bit longer.
Yeah, that's good, isn't it? A little boutique venue now.
Yes. They picked up, apparently, speaking of big cash drops, $30 million from the federal government to revitalise the ground. Yeah.
That'd be nice.
With plans to include a multi sport facility, which is. Kind of nice. We don't do heritage very well. I'm just thinking Subi Oval, which is like
gone.
Entertainment Centre, well, that's long gone. And you think about the rest of the barracks at Barrack Street. Like, how cool would it be? Because you see the archway.
Yeah.
And then I see photos on Lost Perth of the rest of it and go, how cool would it have been if we'd kept that?
Yeah, we're not, not very heritage, are we?
No. So I'm glad
That'd
we're keeping
good.
Something.
Turning into quite the sporty little city, aren't we?
Well, that's, of all the things that we could be famous for, I suppose.
Sports
we should
a good one.
Go with what we are known for, I guess. Yeah, we just got to get our teams up there.
Yes.
Nikki and Zamello's three things you need to know.
Well, it's officially the last week of the school year. Although, obviously, plenty of private schools have already broken up.
Yes.
But officially.
There's a few stragglers left.
There's a few government schools still kicking around. I don't think they're doing much this week.
No, probably movie week, you reckon?
I think there's a lot of Christmas parties and I think there's Christmas assemblies and stuff like
and
that going on.
And sport days.
I don't know about you, but we played a lot of heads down, thumbs up on the last couple of days.
Oh, my God, what a game.
I know, legendary.
Timeless.
So, yes, just over a week till we celebrate, too, the coming together of religious tradition and Western consumerism that is Christmas. Now, fire bans are in place anywhere inland today. So Mandurah and Rockingham have been spared them, but Pinjarra, Serpentine, Coolup and similar areas are affected.
Yeah.
If you want to get the details, check the DFES website for all the info, emergency.wa.gov.au. And I've got to switch accents for this bit. Happy Reconciliation Day to our South African friends.
Right.
By the way, I know that is a cod cartoon South African accent, but it's my gift to you. You know what I'm saying? I don't have much else to give, but I give that to you.
We're very sorry to any South Africans out there.
The holiday came into effect in 1994 after the end of apartheid with the intention of fostering reconciliation and national unity. Sadly, it's not a public holiday here.
No.
But we do love a public holiday.
So
maybe if you campaign hard enough, you never know.
mean, there's a lot of bad news all the time. Yeah, we hear about bad news, and this year particularly, I feel like we've been a bit down, you know, with climate change and everything. So a bit of good news stories up until the new year. Oh. This one is about some rhinos. Seven eggs from the world's last two remaining northern white rhinos have been successfully fertilised, so this means the species could potentially be saved.
Wow, that's cool.
How good is that? So they will develop into little embryos. And
It's the very start of the process.
Very start.
They've successfully fertilised.
The last two in the world, and we've got seven eggs, so that's a good chance.
Wow.
Hopefully we get a few more. So there you go, that's a little feel-good story for you.
So it was a bit of a scare at the cricket yesterday. Turns out was a piece of undercooked chook. That was the reason behind a mass recall and a concern for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Because I had a picture of the electronic billboards, the signs, posted on Facebook, and it said, if you've purchased any sandwiches, wraps or salads at the stadium today, please present back to the outlet of purchase immediately.
Oh.
Turns out, there was a piece of
bad chicken.
I know. Mm. So, yeah, a lot of concern for people going, wow, what's going on there?
Yeah.
And B, not the type of runs you're really after at the cricket.
97.3, Coast FM.
The Coast feed.
Shining a light on the dodgy bits of Hollywood, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Speaking of dodgy, Colin Firth and his wife Livia are splitting up after 22 years of marriage.
Wow.
Now, Livia had an affair back in 2016 with a childhood friend turned stalker, which I find very confusing. I mean, that's what everyone wants, isn't it?
A childhood friend turned stalker. Surely he turned stalker after their affair. Surely it wasn't before.
Not sure. That's all the info I've got here. Apparently, it became public knowledge last year when there was a few emails that surfaced that he found. So, obviously, that was a bit too tough for them
to get through.
So, that one has ended, unfortunately.
Hmm.
Now, Taylor Swift has been honoured as Billboard's Woman of the Decade over the weekend and has again slammed Scooter Braun during her acceptance speech. She revisited the sale of her music catalogue, which, of course, was done earlier this year without her being given the option to buy it back herself. So, that's what she's referring to here.
And of course, Scooter never contacted me or my team to discuss it prior to the sale or even when it was announced. I'm fairly certain he knew exactly how I would feel about it, though. And let me just say that the definition of the toxic male privilege in our industry is people saying, but he's always been nice to me, when I'm raising valid concerns about artists and their rights to own their music. And of course he's nice to you. If you're in this room, you have something he needs.
Now, Niall Horan has opened up on Thursday's Tonight Show about getting his flirt on last month with Lizzo in a corridor. This is how it went down.
I was in London doing a radio performance in the studio, and she was coming in to do an interview in the studio as well. And someone said, oh, Lizzo's here. She'd love to meet you. So we're passing in the corridor. I was like, oh, lovely to meet you. Gave her a big hug. Your voice is incredible, your songs are amazing, you're absolutely smashing it. And literally without missing a beat, she just went, you can smash this. And I was just like...
She's fast, right?
I was just like, fair play.
Yeah. She's pretty fun, man.
I actually started blushing myself.
I bet.
She's fast and up front, isn't she?
Yep. No shame.
No shame, that's for sure. Now, Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani have released a nice little duet together. Isn't this sweet?
Oh.
It's called Nobody But You.
Could they be country music's most sickening next couple?
Oh, well, close second to Keithy and Nicole, I reckon.
Nikki and Zamello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.